My name is Marcel Hansen, and you're listening to Small Habits, Big Changes. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome. We have just surpassed a year of the podcast, and last week's episode was a fantastic insight into a bunch of hot new health topics. If you missed it with Dr. Janine Krause, please go back and check it out. That was last week's episode. Fantastic info, great, simple health tips that you can implement immediately. So it's been a year. We're going to change things up a little bit this year, hopefully have a couple more guests. Yet when I see a theme kind of pop up amongst clients and questions coming in, I like to address it because I feel there's some universal force that's guiding us to hear a message. And if two or three or four people are saying something similar, that means to me that there's likely 10, 20, 30, 40x out there that would benefit from the same insight that's shared. Now, the truth is, I can share with you a myriad of different strategies and different techniques that you can employ to help with your wellness, to really optimize your health and mindset, bring it to the next level. We've done that over the last 52 episodes. The fact still remains that if you don't start, progress is unlikely, almost impossible. I mean, realistically, numbers wise, if you don't actually implement and do the things that you know you could, try them out, tweak them to fit your own habits and lifestyles, if you don't do the thing, you cannot reap the benefit from said thing. So if you're not eating right, if you're not sleeping well, if you're not moving your body and staying hydrated, 100%, you're not going to be living your best life. It might be the best life that you can live without those things, granted, but it will not be a high quality, high caliber life. The truth is, if you love living and you love being human, you want to be human as long and as well as possible. If you figure something out and it works and makes you feel good and you have better connections and you sleep better and you behave better and you can manage your state better and you're enjoying your day, day after day after day, wouldn't you want to maintain and grow from there? I think it was Jim Rohn used to say, "How tall will the tree grow?" Well, as tall as it can, you know? How fast will the river run? As fast as it can. How powerful will the sun shine? Well, as powerful as it possibly can. If we look at nature and we look into the animal kingdom for inspiration, we can glean a couple things. One, just the natural being of thriving, a seed in the ground, in the right cultivating context, will grow. It will continue to grow as long as it possibly can grow. In the animal world, there is a few natural laws that are abided by. Humans, I think, have created laws and regulations that are very counterintuitive, and also they're not beneficial to us as a whole being. They may keep some level of order in society or in our community, you know, speed limits, for example. If everybody was just going the speed they wanted, imagine we would have utter chaos. Here where I live, everybody would just be creeping along like sloths. And then a few of us would be weaving in and out of said sloth. What's my point in all of this? You have one life. I have one life. We have one life to live. One amazing, glorious life. Hopefully you get to live well into many, many decades of healthy, wealthy, enjoyable years, right? That's not just by happenstance. You actually play a part in making that a reality. A lot of you are just going through the motions. And whether that's from toting around childhood trauma you're carrying around that you haven't unpacked. For those of you who are on YouTube, please excuse the splice there. We had some technical difficulties, so we're just picking back up where we left off. I think for much of North America, that's the case. But so many people are now adhering to a very low bar, a very low standard of living. We have so much at our disposal that we've almost become numbed to the fact that we have access to food all the time. We don't have to go out and hunt it for the most part. We have access to opportunity to earn a good living. And if that isn't enough for us, we have opportunity in the evening, on the weekends, to have a side hustle. We have so much at our disposal. We live in a beautiful area throughout the states and Canada and Mexico. There's beautiful trees that are growing. We have the opportunity to walk near the ocean or near some of the lakes. We can get fresh air. And I think we take those things for granted. So like we've touched on this in previous episodes about raising your standards, about what you'll accept. Yes, about negativity, about blocking, you know, negative people or negative things out of your life, saying no to things that don't fuel you, saying yes to things that do. Setting higher standards is the key to optimizing. Without doing that, you will always bump up against things that exist in lower standards. And one of those is discipline. In low standards, there's very little discipline. So yeah, I'd like to have a flat stomach, but I don't feel like going to the gym, or I don't feel like lifting weights, or I don't feel like eating healthy. Those things just don't exist. You are not going to be healthy and feel great without making the difficult choice to support that in every way possible, whether it's working out at home, whether it's getting out, having a brisk walk each and every morning, each and every evening as a starting point, whether it's eating home cooked whole foods, cutting out the seed oils, cutting out the sugar, the alcohol, the gluten. These are things that while some of those on your list may be like, oh, I have to cut out that. Yeah. In any other normal world, you'd be mortified at your actions as to what you consume. Sugar and alcohol are absolute toxins. There's zero logical debate over that. How they are metabolized, what your body has to go through to absorb and metabolize them is absolute, unequivocally, undeniably toxin. They are poisons to the body. The body does a great job of working through them, but you will pay a price for that. I just saw a snippet of a Q&A, and I can't give credit because I don't know who it was, but someone asked the speaker, how much negativity do I take in before I cut that person off? And instantly, the speaker who was presenting at the time said, how much poison do you take before you die? You can say that you're all right because you have a drink or two a day or three times a week or once a week or even twice a month. That can be your story. Your story will never change until your perspective and your perception, more importantly, is heightened to the point where you can see clearly that any amount of those things, any amount of them, is a net negative 100% of the time. Doesn't matter how good they make you feel or how certain of a feeling you can create by having them. There's no justification for it, except you can make sense of it because your standards are so low. Your standards are so low. Imagine like the tire pressure you put in your car. Most people, maybe about 32 PSI. On a regular little sedan, not a big SUV or a big truck or a big van, but on a car, you're probably about 32 PSI all the way around. Imagine if you were just like, they started to seep air, or you didn't drive it for a while and they didn't hold air, and you're riding around about 26, maybe 25 PSI. It's unlikely that they would all be the same, but you're running somewhere between 22 and 28 PSI around the four tires, right? A lot of people do not check their tires, by the way. I was raised by a mechanic, so I actually do pay attention to those things. But what happens when you're driving around with underinflated tires? Your car doesn't just stop driving. The same way, if you're consuming alcohol or sugar or both, you don't just die. You don't just like come to a screeching halt. No, you keep going just like your car does. And you may not even notice from the outside, say that you're supposed to have 32 PSI and somehow nature has had it so they all drained almost evenly and they look like maybe 28 PSI, 26 PSI all the way around. You don't even really notice. There's no point of contextual relativity. Like you're looking at them and you look at the front and you look at the back and they do have a little bit of that saggy bulge at the bottom, but they look the same. And when you kick them, they're hard. And when you drive, they feel all right. I mean, they don't feel great, but they're not really that noticeable. Like when you hit a bump, it absorbs a bump maybe easier. It's not catastrophic. It's not like there's not a wheel there or not a tire there. They're just underinflated. So you might not even notice. The same way if you're looking at someone and they drink, you know, 2-3 glasses of wine a night, a week, a month, doesn't matter. 2-3 glasses of wine a month, I don't even think you're going to notice. Same way you wouldn't notice that those tires are underinflated. But what happens as a result of those tires being underinflated? Those of you who know, who've ever had like a blowout or premature exhaustion of your tires, you know, they don't wear as well. They start, because they are low on air, their tread pattern changes. And where the tread on the tire hits the road, well, if they're underinflated, it's going to spread out that footprint, right? So you might take bumps a little easier, but you're going to wear through your tires prematurely. You might very well, when you hit a bump or a big pothole, might very well be knocking your alignment out. And that maybe when you notice that something's literally out of alignment. So like if you drink 2-3 glasses of wine a month, let's say, obviously if you're more, definitely pay attention. But if you're drinking any, there will come a time potentially that something else is affected. Inflammation is increased. The kidneys are taxed. The liver's not happy. There are a number of things that happen within your physiology that happen on a car as well. Tires don't run as well. You're not getting as good of mileage. Think about that. Some people don't even transfer that. If your tires aren't filled with air to an optimal PSI, you're not going to get as good of traction. You're not going to get as good of handling. You're not going to get the lifetime out of your tires that they could be stating that they offer, 60K, 80K, what have you. You could be putting your car out of alignment, which could cause a whole bunch of other racking issues in the front or back end. You could be putting yourself at a safety hazard by not having the grippability on the road, say when it rains or during inclement weather. There are a myriad of things that happen, both in your car when you have underinflated tires and in your body when you consume a poison, a toxin. You can work gradients into it, yet you can easily cut out these two things. Actually, seed oils is a great one too, that people don't realize just how toxic and damaging to your arteries. And though the topic has started to reach more mainstream, seed oils are so pervasive. If you're eating out at any restaurant other than like a pizza restaurant, which typically they use olive oil, they're using a vegetable oil, a seed oil of some, a rapeseed oil. Here we call it canola oil. You are eating something that goes rancid at high heat. And another great reason to be cooking at home, but also cooking conscientiously at home with healthy fats or oils. So I want to wrap it up. Really, this is just food for thought. It's something to percolate for you to question, like where your standards are at, whatever standards you choose for your life, but knowing that you're choosing them because you are at cause. You get to decide how you move forward in your life. There, nobody else can tell you how to do that or why to do that or when to do that if you're not bought in on that. So consider the quality of living you experience now, and not quality like how much you can afford, but how much you are enjoying your life. That's quality. Are you happy? Do you feel great in your body? Do you jump up out of bed in the morning with no aches, no pains? Can you go throughout your day eating nice, clean, whole food, home-cooked meals, not processed in a bag or a box or with a barcode? Do you feel that you're able to manage all the emotions that come up in and out of a day, a week, a month, and come out on top? Are you confident on that? If not, then take a look at what you're putting into your body, because what we put in definitely affects what we put out, what we have capability of putting out into the world energetically. If you have any questions, you have some concerns, when you want to share a question that you want some insight on, we got a number. It's 206-483-2960. You can join a free texting community. It will repeat on the outro. I appreciate your time listening. If you got any insight or any of this ever touches you and you think, ah, that's where I heard that, I hope that you'll come back and share this episode with a friend or a loved one who may also find benefit in it. We're running with no ads, just trying to give you the deets and as short a time as possible. And again, thank you for your time. Have a great week. And until we meet again, blessings. Stay awesome. Thank you so much for listening today. If you feel any part of this episode resonated with you, then please consider sharing it with a friend who may also find value in it. And remember to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And before you go, did you know we have a fantastic free text community? If you want more bite-sized health hacks and reminders delivered directly to your phone, absolutely free, then text keyword YES to 206-483-2960. Again, that's keyword YES to 206-483-2960. And we'll see you on the inside.